welcome somebody. You know what to say. It's good for us to be here. Welcome somebody. It's good for us to be here. It's good for us to be here. I'm happy to see you today. It is good to see you today. It is good for us to be here together. Please be seated. Join us online. We love you. We know the people who have joined us, you know, from all around the world today. We're excited you are with us today. And you should know that the same Spirit of God, the same experience, the same power that is in this place is also wherever you are right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Our hearts are open to receive God's word today. Let's pray. Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit of God. All right. We began last week to talk about eternal weight of glory. The eternal weight of glory. And finally, you know, when you're preaching and you're using and you have a scripture and my title just came out of a scripture, everybody has quoted the scripture. And I have not even quoted the scripture. I didn't use it last week. But get our media guy in eternal weight of glory everywhere. Alright. So we're gonna look at it today and conclude. I want you to just trust that, you know, you open up your heart and you receive these truths. Because before the eternal weight of glory, we talked about, we talked about manipulating losses. And I showed you how that losing something is not necessarily bad. Losing something is not bad. You can put something in the ground. You don't have it anymore to eat, but that's not a bad thing you have done. You have actually sown that seed and then you will get a harvest. You know, many times we think when we lose something, it's bad. There's no way you can say losing something is good. But it can be good. And we say you could actually manipulate it and get what you want. I know we've talked about that last week. It's something so beautiful. Don't mind me. You see, we're talking about it again. Yes, it needs to sink into your brain. You need to understand it. Then you can understand that principle. It will help you understand what I'm talking about also now. Because it's connected to it. When you lose your life here, you gain it over there. Hallelujah. That's what Paul talked about. That's what we are talking about. That's what I'm showing you today. That you can actually lose your life for his sake. And then you find it. You find it. So, let's just dive into. We came from. Okay, I talked about that manipulating losses when I started. And let's go to Philippians chapter number 2. I'm going to just do a quick recap. We're going to jump, bam, and then we'll be done today. But the goal is that your heart be open to live your life in such a manner that you will get glory, a weight of glory, you know, when you see him face to face. The word of God was not given to increase our knowledge, but to change our lives. To cause us to live in a certain manner. To cause us to act, behave in a certain manner. To do some things that when people see the things that you are doing and the way you are living, they are wondering why. How are you living like this? Why are you doing this? And then you can explain to them that there's an eternal weight of glory waiting for you. And you know what you are doing. We can begin to actually live. We're not like people who have no hope. Come on. Like people who it all ends here. So we have to have it here or else we will never have it. Come on. We can't live like that. So why are you not living? Look at all of us. We are trying to kill ourselves for this story. We're like, there's no point for that. I'll let you go. No, you can go. No, you mean you're not stuff? And then you're like, no, you can go. Because I know that if I let this go here right now, if I give this to you, if I let my life go for you now, I will have an eternal weight of glory waiting for me on the other side. And so we live in a certain manner. It's possible. You know, I wrote something down. I'm going to read it for you exactly the way I wrote it. You know, if you're here and you're receiving these truths, and then you're receiving this when you're excited, you find that I seem to be contrary to new creation realities. Because in the discourse of new creation truths and realities as we know it, it is as though Christ came and died for you and created a selfish breed of people, people only conscious of themselves, and that is all that Christ achieved in his death. Or that is really what he wanted to achieve in his death. Because in new creation, if you don't understand that, don't worry, just give it somewhere. But you get what I'm trying to say. It is as though that when Jesus Christ came to die, okay, you know the fact. He came to die to give you what? Health, come on. Long life. Prosperity. But the issue is that Christ in himself is not selfish. Are you here? Himself is not selfish. So when we talk about losing your life, losing stuff, he said, no, he doesn't want you to lose any stuff. He doesn't want you to let go of anything. And you understand, we're not talking about a loss in error. We're talking about a conscious release of your life for the upliftment of other lives. Are you here? All right. So the issue with new creation reality teachers is that they have opened up a world of power and glory, but in it also taught that it was for selfish reasons that he gave us this great power. So in essence, this great power and this glory we have is as though it's for us to enjoy, to live our lives, to declare. For example, the Paul who taught new creation realities is the same Paul who said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. It is, but when we say that, when we talk about death, we say reject it. Come on. No, it is so that we could stand strong, letting go of our lives for others while we are here on earth. So, in new creation realities, the way to understand it and to actually enjoy it, truthfully, because if you live the other way, you'll never be enjoy your life, is to understand that all the power and the glory that Christ has given to us, all the power, that's the best way to put it, everything that we have in Christ Jesus, it is so that we become actually, I think the best way to put it again is to say that we become superheroes. We are able to step out and lose our lives while trying to push somebody out of the fire. I don't know if you get that. So we have power from God, we have glory from God, we have faith in God to declare things, to speak things to be. It is not so just so that we can speak things to be in our lives and enjoy them. It is so that we can speak things to be in our lives, have them, and give them out to the world as a blessing. So that when I run into the fire, I've been fortified by Christ, so that I lift a person up out of that burning fire. Because of all that Christ has done in me, I can actually do that kind of things. So the new creation fellow is somebody who actually God has placed a more increased demand in his life to let go of his life. To whom much is given. Come on. Are you here? So I have Zoe, right? So what is Zoe for? So I can buy cars and houses. Come on. All right. I must get this thing, you know? Because you know, when I teach, sometimes you're like, "What are you talking about? We just want to." I think that's okay. No, he's never selfish. Jesus said, "A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he has." So if Zoe, the life of God in us, is just to get stuff and to accumulate as much, so we now say it's going to be for you 5 cars, 10 cars, and then all that stuff. He says Zoe can produce it. I agree. The reason Zoe can produce it so that you can have it in abundance and so that you can be a blessing to people around you. That's the reason why. Are you here? Jesus had Zoe. What did he do with his Zoe? Come on. He laid down his life. Okay, I thought that one gets you. Jesus has Zoe now. And then imagine somebody that has Zoe, you can't touch him. You actually can't touch him. You couldn't do anything to him. He said they came to him. Imagine they came to arrest Jesus. God, you guys are not letting me. I'm not even saying touching my notes. Imagine they came to arrest Jesus. They got there and said, we want to get this guy. He said, I'm he. They took one step back and fell. He said, okay, arrest me. He said, you don't have power over me. You see power? You don't have power over me. I laid down my life. It's a choice. Then he said, okay. He said, stop. They fell the second time. He said, don't fall again. Arrest me. I'm depressed. No way. Arrest me. That's the way. He said, how can they arrest somebody that has the way? Of his own will. You see it now. So, you must understand that the life of God in us and this glory and power and this command that we have, this command we can speak things into being. It's not just to speak cars and houses and money and become selfish and become wicked actually. Become wicked people. And then we begin to live here and now. And then we begin to say, all right, so he gave us all this power so we can stop things here. And then he knows that we're not going to be here forever. So why would he give us all this stuff, all this power and glory, speaking power, faith to declare things, and then we can declare all those stuff, to have them now, and to be selfish, to guard our lives so that nobody benefits from us. Why would he do that? Then after some time, he says, all right, let's go. And then that's where you're going to be forever. He gave us a privilege, an opportunity. You understand that he says, now, what I want to do, I want to empower you, give you privilege and power so that in this life you can sow so that in the next life I can bless you. An opportunity. So we must not be mistaken and use that opportunity for ourselves only. I have Zoe in me. It is because of Zoe I stand before you. It is because I know that if I let my life go, He would fix me and strengthen me and help me so that I can be here again next week. So that I can preach to you. Okay, let me do this stuff. I'm not really started going that way, but I want to go this way first of all. Take your Bibles to Philippians chapter number 1. I just want you to invest your life the best way you can invest your life this year, 2023. I want you to do the right things. I want you to give your life for Christ's sake. I want you to bond for him. Knowing that there's something for you on the other side. An ordinary man went to the cross to die. It would have been painful. It would have been impossible. He wouldn't have been able to endure the cross. But Jesus, with the life of God in him, was able to do it. That is why he had the life of God. So we can do the things that ordinary people cannot do. Did you get that line? It's not so that we can now beat them down and then protect our lives. So that we can actually go and do the things. You know, to whom much is given, remember, much is expected. With great power comes great what? Responsibility. Everybody knows that. So don't think all the great powers is away and you are shouting and you are deciding and you are like, nothing can touch me. The reason why nothing can touch you is so that you can step up and live your life and give your time and your energy and your money to him, and then I will still say nothing can touch me. Even if I give all this time to church, I pray, I have meetings here, I talk to this church, I'm planning with this lady, I'm doing that stuff, I know nothing can touch me. I will still not be broke. Another man does what I do, you say, by next week I'm dead. You see, that's the reason. If you don't get that, I'm not sure you can get it again. That's the reason for Zoe. We have it so we can do things that ordinary people cannot do. And still stand strong after doing all that. If I tell you what I do, give, pray, do all that kind of stuff, and you are thinking that it's impossible. No, it's not impossible because you think Zoe is for selfishness. I think Zoe is for spending my life. So aid me to spend my life. So I'm spending it. And as I'm spending my life in this direction, I'm saying nothing touches me here. Spending my life in that direction, I'm saying nothing. I'm here. This is what I'm declaring those things. I'm keeping these things in bay, and I'm spending my life for people. That's Zoe. That's the reason for Zoe. Okay, are you there? In Philippians chapter number 1, look at what Paul says. Look at what Paul says in Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 23. Sorry. Yes, 23. Okay, look at it. No, let's do from 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is what? Gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. I have the right to live in the flesh. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. Verse 23. For I am in a strait between two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is what? Far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more what? Needful for me. So to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. So for me to live, it's better for you rather than my life. So when Paul is declaring I live and not die, why? I'm sure his motive. What do you think his motive was? Yes, sir. Do you understand that? Somebody says, I said we should not declare that. I didn't say that. I said, what's your own idea of it? You just don't want to die because you have not fulfilled your purpose. I mean, no problem. When you are 98, will you still be ready to meet your maker? Yes, because you might still not be ready. If you have lived a selfish life, a greedy life, a wicked life, you'll still not be ready. I'm not talking about somebody that's not a Christian. I'm talking about a Christian. You'll still not be ready. I found that out. So we're not just talking about, I don't want to die. Somebody says, yeah, I don't want anybody. I don't want anything to happen to anybody. Don't be mistaken here. I'm saying, what is the motive? What's in your heart? When you declare and you are speaking that, Paul says, for me to be here in the flesh is more needful for you. The idea is that I'm so, Paul is going to say, I live and not die. Why does he say it? So that I can. So when he's using that power, that's the way to push death and to push the evil that about, because a time came, he said that I'm ready to go. We read that last week. We ended there last week. So I think we'll even jump there just now when we are done here. They say, I refuse to that. No, they can't get, not this year, not next year. He's saying that and declaring that this year I'm preserved in the name of Jesus. Why? He said it's more needful for you. If to live here, actually, is far better. It's in your Bible. Do you see that in your Bible? So, I want to declare. I declare I'm prosperous in Christ Jesus. I thought you say that for yourself too. Yeah, I don't like the way people like blessing me in this church. Alright. What is the idea? So that I can buy two cars, splash you, go, phew, then everybody say, boy, look at his car. The latest Lexus. Christ did it for me. So Christ came to die so that I can buy latest Lexus and show you. Come on, that's dumb. That's not my Jesus. Are you here? That's dumb. When we talk about this power and this glory and all we can be in this life, and then make it become something selfish, it's wrong. Are you here? That's not the idea of new creation. The same Jesus, he says, you want to see that in your Bible? Take your Bibles to Luke. Look at it. Luke chapter number 12. Luke chapter number 12. Some people have not seen it. Maybe you just see it in your Bible. This is March. I want this year to be a great year for you. A year where you invest your life for Jesus. And you will know. When you are doing church stuff, you are helping somebody, you have been here lifting somebody, no problem, I'll do this for you, do this. And you know, and you are losing in your flesh, you know you are gaining an eternal weight of glory. In Luke chapter number 12, verse number 15, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of what? Covetousness. For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. He said, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he has. So what now constitutes a man's life if the things he has is not the constituent of a man's life? Are you here? We're talking about eternal weight of glory. You know, when we talk about this eternal weight of glory, there are issues with it. Somebody says something like, are you still in church? Somebody says something like, do this, or okay, let's take the common one we know very well. Teacher's reward is in heaven. I don't want my reward in heaven. Let me be the reward there now. Come on. Okay, let me do this. I just want to make sure everybody's awake, alive. How do you want your reward here right now? Just raise your hand so you get out. I want to pray for you. You get your reward here right now. Eat everything now. Eat it now. You want to eat everything now. I'm not talking about not going to heaven. That's a nonsense discussion. Well, I'm not talking about not going to heaven. You still go to heaven. But you eat everything now so that when you get there, any idea you'll run and down somehow for there. Alright. You want it here now. You want all your reward there. Just give me everything now. You see, that's the problem. If somebody says, I must chop for this life, he doesn't understand the meaning of the word eternity. Eternity is forever. Do you understand? When you do something and you live your life and you help somebody, it's not about what he can give to you back in this life. It's about what transmits in the other life. And then you can be confident. Only believers can have this confidence. Do you understand that? You just imagine you're going somewhere and you help someone lift water up. And then the water... Come on. Maybe not all just all over, but maybe just that and all that. And you can still manage to go. So you have to go. And you do that. Say, oh God, sorry. Thank you. God bless. Sorry. And she's going to say, no problem. You do that. There's a reward for you here now. You know, if she could, maybe if her father was one wealthy guy, he would just call you and give you another trouser or whatever stuff. You can get a reward for that here and now. You can also get a reward on the other side. You know, that's why Jesus kept on telling us, don't do stuff for people who can do back for you. He kept on telling us, so we can have sense. Say, think about it. If they give you stuff and you give them back, you see, then everything is balanced. So when you give to the poor, you give to the less privileged, people who can give back to you, bam, he says you have a reward in heaven. The issue with this eternal weight of glory and this reward we are talking about is that we won't see it here and now with our eyes. That's the problem. We don't see it. Right? Here and now, we won't see it. That's the problem. But we have to know by faith that we have an eternal weight of glory. We have glory waiting for us on the other side. That's the issue we have with it. That's the issue you might have with it. So, all my teachers, you can say, I like what you are saying now, but I'm hungry today. Now. But I can, when I was preparing and praying yesterday, I was like, when I'm doing this, should I just begin to talk about judgments and all that kind of stuff? Because that's the way you can probably appreciate this. That after we're done, then there's a judgment. You guys should begin to talk to you about the fact that no matter what we do here and now, no matter what we do, no matter how beautiful, how handsome, how whatever somebody is, in this life, the person, no matter how beautiful this lady is, by the time she's 83, there's no way she'll be as pretty as she is now. If still in this life, we're not talking about going. Everything in this place will fade. Everything in this place, everything in this life will go down. So there's no point to invest all your life here and say you want it here. Because no matter how much it is, you know, even when we talk about, you know, I was talking about just now, I said the latest Lexus. It just takes 2 years for the latest Lexus not to be the latest Lexus anymore. Funnily, this one happened to me, real life. I bought the latest Techno. Tablets. Then tablets were in vogue. No, when you have a tablet, you're higher than somebody that has a phone. So, I bought a tablet. And I bought this tablet. It's so beautiful, big, you know, big. It's not a phone. It's a tablet. And then people carry their phone and carry a tablet. Then I don't know. Nobody wants to do that now. So I bought the tablet. I was so happy. That was the highest thing Tecno had as for tablets in the market. It took a week and some days. They were about to release the next edition. The one I bought had no flashlight in front of it. The one they brought next had a flashlight in front of it. A week and some days. They didn't wait for me. How many of you have bought that phone and then later they brought the next one? A week and some days. A month. Come on. You were just gathering your money to buy Note 11. After Note 11 came out like 8 months ago, you now suffered. You sold everything. You don't. I'm going to buy Note 11. You don't go and buy Note 11. They were already preparing Note 12. You would have best bought it when it came out 8 months ago. Because the minute you see Note 12, your Note 11 looks like nonsense. We are still in this life. We have not even moved. You are already losing stuff already. Come on. I just hope this will help you. Okay. So, this is Paul. So, can we go to 1 Timothy, where we read last week? 2 Timothy, rather. Sorry. I think we ended here, right? Can you remember? We left off here now. This is not what I read last. You're not doing Jesus, yes, sir. You're not doing the real one. Like you know for you know. You are just doing the Jesus one so that pastor can continue preaching. Okay, let me do it. This is where I left off last week, right? That's the Jesus one. Look at what it says in 2 Timothy chapter number 4. Verse number 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. You see it now? I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me. This is no longer in this life. When it says henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance. He says, I'm ready to be offered. Means he's ready to live here. But he says there's a crown waiting for him. It means that crown he's talking about is not here. It's on the other side. But it's as a result of the fact that he has fought a good fight here, finished his course here, and kept the faith here. So he tells us there's another life there. So everything you saw me do, everything I did, all the sacrifices I made was for this crown. We read it just now. But we've never seen the crown. But Paul says there's a crown. The life of a believer is a life of faith. You didn't see Jesus Christ before you gave him your life. You just heard it. He said he washed away your sins. Did you see the sins where they were? Where he washed them away. So you had faith, and your faith saved you. Now again, I call you to a life of faith to say there's a crown waiting for me. You see, can you say that? Can you see that? Can you live for that? Can you live for a crown you do not see? Come on. Can you live for a reward you do not yet have? A reward you do not yet have. A reward you might not have through your life on this earth. Come on. Come on, I'm preaching my best. Yes, I know it's a tough one. I know. I don't just tell you, tomorrow morning I'm telling you, keyboard, help me. Somebody help me. You're getting it now. Tomorrow you're buying the house. Oh, no. It's the day tomorrow. You buy the house. You buy the latest car. But you die and leave it all behind. You lie. They never add that part to it. Leave it all behind. I agree. I believe tomorrow you buy the latest car. I don't have a problem with that. But that's not all there is to your life.
What about tomorrow? I believe you give your life to somebody. You help somebody, lift somebody up. And then there's a treasure for you in heaven. Nah. There's a treasure in heaven. Pastor, preach another one. Okay, he said, really, truthfully, you just say, I'm not really interested. I agree, you're not interested. I am interested. All those interested, say, I. Thank you. All those against treasure in heaven or not interested, say, nay. The eyes have it. So I continue preaching. Have all you want. The reason why you have is so that you can give. Come on. Reason why you are alive this 2023, the reason why he kept into this year 2023, so that you can spend your life for him, not so that you can spend your life for yourself. If he gives you one more day, it is for his glory. Come on. I said, he gives you one more day, it's for his glory. He gives you this new year, it's not for your selfishness, it's for his glory. That's why I'm teaching you this now. This is March. So when you are spending your life this year, spend it for him. Put him in the picture. Everything he gives to you, it is for his glory. So we will live long for the glory of Christ. We will get so many more stuff, acquire stuff here and there, so that will be a blessing to many everywhere. Come on, only few people say amen. Amen. How would you love to give somebody a million? You say, I don't have a million. So declare, believe, have faith, do your business, go out and acquire millions and then give somebody so much, be a blessing. He wants us to have so much so that we can give so much. So somebody says, yeah, Pastor, I don't have stuff. Pastor, really, I barely have 10,000 naira in my account. Use the word of faith. Speak faith. Go out in faith. Have stuff. Someday you'll be giving somebody 10,000 naira. And you see, I said have faith, do all that, so that sometime you'll be giving somebody 10,000 naira. Not so that you can now go and finally sit down in your house and say, I have my bands have produced so much. I have so much now. So, oh my soul, sit down, relax, do nothing. And Jesus said, come on, he said, this very night, your soul will be demanded from you. So all these things you have, who will not have it? That's what he asked the man. Who will not have it? So the reason my land produced so much, come on, my business produced so much, is so that I can be a blessing to more people. I can help more people. I can lift more people. Are you here? This mindset will carry you as you go into this new year. Carry you strong. Let us begin to consciously live for the glory of Christ. Consciously. That every day as you live your life, you are living for the glory of Christ. You are living for eternity. You are living for something really huge. You are living for something you will truly, fully enjoy. I've bought stuff like you have bought stuff. They all pass. Come on. They all pass. Okay, take your Bibles to you. So you see there? No, stop. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me. He said it with certainty. Henceforth, there is laid up for me. It was kept for him. It's not story. There is laid up for me. I love that word. He said, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. There is laid up for me. So can you certainly say, there is laid up for me? You see? It was because of the way he lived his life. He says, on the other side, I have a crown waiting for me. You too can have that. You too can say that for sure. There's laid up for me. Oh, glory to God. Alright, so go to 1 Corinthians now. I always miss the first and the second. Please go to 2 Corinthians. Chapter number 4. Second Corinthians chapter number 4. Let me just stay here. we want it there, we must live in such a way that these things are there. It's possible. I can tell you with certainty that there's glory, there's bunch of glory waiting for me. With certainty. And you get angry with that and say, what do you think you are? But it's because of what I am doing. Can you, I want you to be able to say with certainty, that's what I'm teaching you. Can you say, the way I'm living my life, with what I'm doing, and with the sacrifice I'm making for the glory of Jesus Christ, with the people around me, I've been a blessing to. Pastor, I too know that there's something for me on the other side. Can we begin to live like that? We're living like that every day here and now, knowing that everything we do here has the impact for us on the other side. Our time, the way we spend our time, the way we spend our money, the way we spend our leisure, what we do for others, what you do for yourself will end in yourself, and you and yourself will one day leave. But what you do for others ends up for you in heaven. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, this is now the verse. Verse number 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 16. For the which cause we faint not. So we're not getting tired. For which cause what? We faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is what? Renewed day by day. Come on, are you there? Please look into a Bible. Look at it. Though our outward man what? Perish. This is the same Paul. This is the new creation reality guy. I don't think anybody knew new creation more than Paul. But he said, though our outward man what? Perish. Our inward man is renewed day by day. So as this is going down here, the other one is going up there. So what sacrifices are you making? You should know this. Outward man is perishing. Because I came from class 4:30 p.m. A long class. We got there 8 o'clock in the morning. And we had lectures throughout that day. And I came back from class. And then I'm so tired and hungry and my legs are shaking. And then I look at time and today is Tuesday. And Tuesday I must go for outreach. I must go check on some people. And so just drop everything there and then hurriedly just refresh, get some fresh clothes, and go out for outreach. I'm hungry. I'm not eating since morning. And then you get to see somebody. You talk to this person about Jesus. Then you do some follow-up here and you do all that. And you get back to your room by 8 o'clock. And you are tired. And then you put rice on the fire. Or I come back from class and I'm hungry. And today is Tuesday and I have to go for outreach, but I'm tired and weak and I want to eat because somebody cannot go kill himself. And then I boil the rice and I eat the rice. And when I check the time, it's now already 6:30. There's no point before you put rice and beans on fire. Pick the beans, put the rice and do all that. It's 6:30. So I can't really go today. And then after that, I just pack my books and I go to night class. All right. Somebody has sacrificed. The outward man is weak, is perishing, is suffering. The body begins to consume itself. Actually, it's no food. The body begins to take stored fat and then begins to burn them for energy so that it can function. Don't think the other guy don't know how to put rice on fire. Come on. You have rice in your room. Come on, I'm trying to go somewhere today. You have rice in the room. You have the beans in the room. You have the stew already made. But you leave all that. And then you go for outreach. And then you come back that late. And then you begin to prepare something to eat. Or you don't even bother anymore. You just buy bread. Get the woman to prepare akara 200 naira for you. Put inside the bread. Eat that stuff. Drink water. And then you doze off. And then you wake up by 10 o'clock. And you're like, boy, I still have to cover some materials today. And then you do all that material. Both of them would have a normal life the next morning. But somebody has something on the other side. Some people are responding. Some people are saying, "Now you sabi." I don't mind. I really know. But I hope that some people can get it. I know sometimes, you know, not everybody is yourself, but I like to preach my best. I just pray that it's you who get it. I say, I won't do that. I don't care. If you won't do that, no problem. I'm only telling you. And I hope you know and you can open your eyes to eternity. I understand that everything we do here, we can transfer and can have a renewal on the other side. I'm sleeping. All right, another one. I want to make it practical. I don't want a certain weight of glory to be something mistaken. I'm sleeping. And it begins to rain. And I'm sleeping. I'm tired. It's my sleep. It's my sleep and I'm tired. And this time, actually, I've done so much work. I just came back from service on Sunday. I preached. I'm a nice guy already. I mean, that's good already. And then I'm sleeping. And I know that my neighbor washed clothes this morning and put the clothes outside. And I'm sleeping. And it's my sleep. I just started the sleep. And it's a good one. You know, those kind of sleep. And then it starts to rain. And I literally have to drag myself out of my bed, go out to move all those clothes and put them down there, and I try to sleep again, and then the sleep is gone. Come on. Or I be like this, I'm tired. And in your spirits, I didn't say in your head, in your spirits, go get up, try, go and help that lady pull the clothes. This is your friend. This is somebody you converse with. This is somebody that borrowed you bucket last week. This is somebody that do stuff. And you say, like, I really can. You know, it is that little activity, that service to another soul that we have been empowered to do. And then you get up and do that. And then the Bible says, though your outward man perish, your inward man is renewed day by day. That is weakness to your body. That doesn't work for you. It's not for you. It doesn't work. And she can come, and the best she can say is thank you. Who will eat thank you? What will thank you? Can thank you bring my sleep back? Can thank you help renew my strength again? It's not about the thank you. It's about the glory on the other side. That this life, this action, this thing you did was not selfish. It was for another life. Are you here? So we're not just talking about, you know why I gave you the other example? I'm not just talking about outreach or preaching. Or because sometimes we have this dual thing. We do this thing in church, and then we're out there, we are like another set of people, another kind of person. No, he wants us to sacrifice our lives for people. And in doing so, we get a reward in heaven. For which cause, verse number 16, we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. All that is beautiful. But the part I love more is when it says, worketh for us. Did you see that in your Bible? For our light affliction, which is what for what? For a moment, worketh for us. So, our light affliction is working for us. Look at it. Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Is there? Our light affliction, come on, everybody, come on, say with me. Our light affliction. Our light affliction. Which is for? But for a moment. Paul says for a moment. Come on. 70 years is for in the eyes of eternity, it's just a moment. 80 years in the eyes of eternity, it's just a moment. 99 years in the eyes of eternity, it's just a moment. Paul says for a moment. Say, Pastor, but my life has not been easy. It's not be easy, you know, going to outreach, come back, so far I've been suffering. It's just for a moment. Say, all these things you're going through, for the glory of Christ, all the sacrifice you make to be a blessing to others, the pain that you get from doing all that, he says, just is but for a moment. One. Two, he says, actually, this is the beautiful part. This is what I'm trying to show you. This is the whole message last week, this week, this is it. Worketh for us. So what I'm doing is doing something for me. It's producing something in my heavenly account. our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us. Are you getting that? Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us, produces for us an eternal, far exceeding eternal weight of glory. Remember, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches, what? In glory. Now, your light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for you a far more exceeding eternal weight of what? Glory. It's like you measure, when you are measuring gold, when you measure a far more exceeding weight of glory. So when you do this here, the measured weight of glory you keep for you on the other side. Come on. So the drummer is here drumming and very and sweating and drumming, and then we are dancing. We go, hey, and he's pouring his energy and making sure he's being the best. The tune has to work. He's putting all that energy into that stuff, and then he's doing all that stuff. I'm trying to find all the examples, because sometimes when we make it look only like preaching or stuff, we build hypocrites again. I don't want to do that. He does all that kind of stuff, and his hand is spinning him. Come on. And then he's thirsty when he's done. And then he's sweating. And then his Christmas church clothes he wore. It's not like Christmas church clothes anymore. Light affliction. For a moment. Work it for us. Just measure Gidigba, weight of glory, keep for you on the other side. Your sacrifice. That's beautiful. Man, if you know that, I mean, that's beautiful. I give my best to this thing. If you say, follow me 1 mile, brother, I go 2 miles. Because they just drop one, they just measured another weight of glory, Gidigba. Doctor, here's weight of glory. Don't touch it. No thief can come and steal it. That's beautiful. I went to fix my car. I went to fix my car some days ago. And I was telling my wife yesterday, I was feeling so bad. Temporarily, I was bad. Because I got to fix my car. I did some work. And so, there's this window. Doesn't wind up or down and all that. So I got there. It fixed car. They were fixing this, doing that. I said, dude, this is, they lose everything. I got the money now. I said, for what? This amount, this that. And they still ended up collecting some money from me and all that. And we broke it down. We fought the thing down. And I got the stuff. I did it on Saturday. By Friday, it's no longer working. Ew. If I go there, I won't see them. If I see them, they won't answer. That money has gone. Moat has eaten it. No, those ones are thieves. That's not moat. Those are thieves. There are people that told me, they say, these two boys, they are the worst people in this place. So I knew. They said, they don't know what they are doing. They lie. They said, we'll buy one part 6,000, buy the other part, so that's 8,000. They give us, everything was like, since I said, for what? I mean, someone says to give something for 18,000 naira. You end up doing it for 5,000 naira. You are still in trouble. That's how I entered the trouble. How did 18,000 naira turn to 5,000 naira? It's no longer working. So my 5,000 naira is gone. But if I give you that 5,000 naira, it has not gone. You see the difference? In that case, in this case, thieves stole my 5,000 naira. Gone. But if I go and say, just take this 5,000 naira. That one is not evil. That one is eternal weight of glory waiting for me on the other. This one, you think God will not say eternal weight of glory waiting for you on the other side? No, this is your car, your guy, wrong people, errors, mistake. You lost 5,000 naira. I will give you another one. No, I will pray the Father. He will give me another one. Kalabose kalamaha. I will pray the Father. He will give me another one. Truthfully. But he doesn't give me eternal weight of glory for this. This is, though, this Pele, this, don't worry. And this give word of faith to build my mind. Because I was feeling bad. I felt bad. They say, if you feel bad, dash me 5,000. Dash me. Which of you here, according to Jesus, is without sin? Dash me 5,000. You might say, I'll dash me 5,000. My account number is First Bank. Let me call it. So that, I don't know. Maybe God is touching your hand. I don't know. She's 305. You don't hold the phone for nothing. Everything is transferred now. I just want to show you. You see the difference between eternal weight of glory. Something you do, you make a sacrifice in a direction and help somebody. Somebody is going this way. Sometimes you're taking somebody. There was this day. It was some years ago. I was going home. See, I was going home with my wife, and it was sometime before election. And we saw a park where we passed that part of our house, and there were people in the park waiting. A lot of people waiting for bus to come. And we're just going to be going home, front seat, driver's seat, front seat, and the whole back seat empty. I said, we can't just go. No, I'm not talking about, we're not passing that place. We're passing somewhere. So I told her, I said, why can you just drive? Should we go and check that place? There are people always there. And we turned around, went there, and we saw some people. And then we had to select people we were going to talk to. People with children and all that. Madam, come. We are going to be, oh yeah, come. Madam, come. Some people were a little confused, but some people were excited, and they joined us. And then we went. We're going away. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Oh, sir, thank you, sir. They were confused. We did that. And then when we got to our place, where are you going to? Somebody stopped in front. Then the other woman, where are you going to? The child was sleeping. No, she carried the child from school uniform, sleeping. And where are you going down? I'm going to, there were 2-3 streets after my house. I said, all right. So she said, where are you going to? I said, this is where I'm going to. She said, okay, no problem. You can drop me here. Thank you very much. God bless you. So we went, dropped her, and turned. She couldn't believe that we are human beings. If you asked her, she'd say, these people cannot be human beings. That my house, I passed my street going, but I'm going home. I'm not talking about 4 p.m. in the evening. But by 9:38, there was a hold up on the way. Terrible hold up. Around 9:30, 10. That's what I'm talking about. So we managed to drop her with the sleeping child. She was, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and you trust me, I'll be the amen, 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 amen. And then we turned back and went home. And we felt so happy doing it. We went to call them to come and enter the car. They didn't beg to stop or carry us. No, we went to call them. Because there will be no point just driving alone by ourselves. She didn't give me money. But that is the kind of life that a believer lives and receives something. Eternal weight of glory. Now, in that stuff, you can't steal it from me. It's there in heaven. You can't steal it. You can't. It doesn't corrupt. The weight remains valid from now till forever. Will you live your life in such a way that you are a blessing to people? And you know, come on, I say, and you know that there's an eternal weight of glory waiting for you. Will you help somebody? Be a blessing to somebody. Let Zoe in you help you stand after doing so much good. Because after doing so much good, I spent well. But I can pray the Father. I was not joking just now. I can pray the Father, you will give me again. It's fuel, hormone and stuff. Know why they charge you for load, actually. Most of you are not conscious of that. When you carry load, it increases the fuel consumption of the car going forward. Because the lighter the load, the less the fuel consumption. So when you carry a heavy load and put in a bus and they say you pay for load, they are not criminals. When you put something heavy on a vehicle, the engine has to carry that thing going forward. So it's actually more difficult. You burn more fuel. But I can pray the Father. He can help me. Because of Zoe, because of the life of God in me, He can help me. He will give me money again. I will refuel the car. But the act that I have done will also put eternal weight of glory for me on the other side. So you have Zoe. Use Zoe to do good. Do good because you have Zoe. You are the only one that can do it. We can do it and still pray the Father. He will replenish us again. But if somebody does good stuff, it might not be replenished. Well, who does he call for replenishment? Father, he can help me again. Are you here? Thank you, Jesus. So, can we begin to consciously sow to the Spirit, sow in the Spirit, be a blessing to people around us, knowing that there's something for us on the other side? I want to show you something about the apostles in Acts chapter number 5. Not just about the gain we want to see in this life. It's about the gain we want to see in the other life. Somebody says the gain in this life is important. I agree with you, it's very important. But the gain in the other life is far more important. That's the one you have for eternity. Forever. Eternity is not 25 years. Eternity is not 200 years. Eternity is forever and ever and ever, plus ever and ever and ever, times ever and ever and ever, multiplied by ever and ever and ever, divided by ever and ever and ever, plus ever and ever and ever, times ever and ever again. All of them. I want to have stuff waiting for me, a crown waiting for me on the other side. You might not give me a crown on this side. You might not even know me on this side. But on the other side, I want to have stuff waiting for me. We're marching into 2023, living for the glory of God. Come on. Eternal weight of glory on my mind. Come on. I said eternal weight of glory on my mind. Eternal weight of glory. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 5, verse number 40. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and then they let them go. Verse 41. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Me, I don't understand that part. Eternal weight of glory. That's the only way you can do that. They beat them. How can you just get people beat them and they are rejoicing? Woo! Glory to God. Ah! See, they beat me. You see, how many stripes? No, look at Paul. I think I can show you this. Paul was let me see if I can 11. Look at Paul. Let me show you this. Go to 2 Corinthians 11. This is how they were talking about their own stuff. It is why Paul said, there is henceforth there is now therefore laid for me a crown of righteousness. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Let me show you this one. We're almost done here. I've done most of the work. It's not left for you to do the living. I've done the talking. You go and leave it out. Say, but pastor, I won't see the eternal weight of glory to spend here. Relax. You get it on the other side. But I'm not missing it. So are you sure there's eternal weight of glory? God cannot lie. Come on. Are you in 2 Corinthians there? Can you hold your place there? Hold your place there. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I always quote this verse, but let's do it again. Let's look at it again. It won't hurt us to see it again. 1 Corinthians 15. Are you there? Verse number 19. If, come on everybody, can you all read this with me? One, two, go. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Did you see that in your Bible? If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we have all men what? Pitiable, miserable, all of the above. So not just in this life only. Our hope in Christ should carry us even into the other life also. Amen? You're already getting tired on me now. So let me get out. Look at, when they beat them just now, Bible said they rejoiced, Abby. Look at Paul speaking. Verse 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequent. In death, oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. So there's a difference between stripes and rods. No, it's separating everything. Thrice was, and the guy was keeping count. Who counts how many times they beat him with rods? He said 3 times they beat me with rod. So they beat me with rod 1982 in January. Then around 85, they beat me with rod again. So it's 3 times they beat me with rod now. 3 times. You who counts that? He counts it. Eternal weight of glory. Eternal weight of glory on my mind. Come on. So can you have it on your mind soon? When you are doing it, you can say, last week, that's how I carried one lady. I said, let me help you carry your bag. She went to the bus stop. But she now said, no, our uncle changed her mind. That she carried the bag back. Then I walked back. You won't forget that one. That's eternal weight of glory. That's how Paul did his own too. He said, thrice was I beaten with rod. Of the Jews, verse 24. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. That is 5 times they beat him 39 stripes. They didn't beat him for the evil. They beat him 39. 5 times. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. They didn't stone him 10 times. They stoned me once. This thing was adding up. Come on. This thing is adding up here. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often. In perils of waters. in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often. There's a difference between hunger and thirst and fasting. In cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of the churches. Those are things that happen to me on the outside. What about the things that happen to me inside? The concern for the churches. What is this guy doing? What happened to this person? That one is inside. That one is happening inside my mind. Eternal weight of glory. All the things they were going through. So I want us to have this consciousness as we go forward into this year. I probably thought this now. We can let go of our life here and get something on the other side. I want you to rest assured that the good you do, that the life you live, that when you're in church and you give and then you do something, it's not lost. It's not lost. When you help somebody, it's not lost. When you borrow somebody, okay, take, use this stuff, come. It's not lost. Come on. It's not lost. There's a reward for you. Come on. A far more exceeding eternal weight of glory waiting for you. This is the motivation that we have. The other side. Because many a time, sometimes even you might wonder, I've told you, I think I said this last week, you might wonder, why are you doing what you're doing? I spend my time preaching, I spend my time praying, I spend my time building churches, because I believe God that there's another life after this life. And I really want to cash out on the other life, actually. Really, really. I want to be in eternity. I want to have stuff there. And right now, I'm bound. There are places I can go. There are things I can do. There are stuff I cannot do. There are things said about me. There are things you are thinking about me. There's even the very fact that I am alive. That's not, you know, whatnot. But the idea is, for me, in my own heart, I know why I'm doing this. I'm doing it consciously. Because no matter how long you and I live, at 92... vegetable, what else you can do? And then we'll meet our maker when we are done. Someone say, I'm not going to die. Someday you go. When you meet your maker, how have you spent your life? Would there be a crown of righteousness waiting for you? Would there be a weight of glory on the other side? Or would there be nothing? You just meet him, you shake, you say, enter. I'll let you work, I'll come. Alright, go in. So, when we spend our times, our lives, our energy, our money, our resources, our talents, living for the glory of God, it is not wasted. There's an eternal weight of glory waiting for us on the other side. And it's true. Except a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. So unless you give your life away, you can't get it again. So Jesus Christ gave his life and got something on the other side. Come on. Now he's seated at the right hand of God. Amen? Amen. You too can give your life. You too can give your time. You can give your money. That's why it's difficult. I don't understand why people say they can't tithe. 10% of your income, you won't die. Can you transfer wealth to the other side? Come on. You can't tithe, you can't give. Everything you spent on yourself is just yourself. It goes, that's gone. Well, anything you spend, you give for the glory of God, for the upliftment of somebody else, comes back to you. Eternal weight of glory. But the issue is that you will not get it here. Come on. He's a righteous judge. I'm just led to say this. He's a righteous judge. You know? You could imagine somebody, I could imagine your fear. I know. I heard of this story. Ahead of it, I think as a real story, not joke. The lady was working for my sister. She works for somebody and she told the madam, as I'm working for you, be gathering my money for me. Be keeping my money. Don't pay me. Don't worry. Don't guys, so that when I'm done, I'll have this money bulk, you know, for me at the end. And the lady pushed her out when she was done. 5 years. 5 years. You come, let me anoint you. After when he's shaking, I say, let's pray for you. The evil people do. I don't understand how they do. I don't understand. Then you now say, come. You say, yeah, Pastor, this is that. You don't. What have you done to a human being? Because she doesn't have anybody. Mother from village to serve you. Served you for 5 years. Keep my money for me. And at the end of the day, you pushed her out with nothing. One woman, she said, all right. So my sister said, see, you not go through that kind of nonsense. We open an account in your name. Took her to the bank, open an account, and put the money in her account. See, your account, take it's your own. We'll be putting the money there. She said, for long, she was, went back to see her parents, so she left, and everything was there. She was so happy. The children were so happy with her. They were just loving. But somebody did that. So I can imagine. We want to talk about eternal weight of glory. What's your fear? That it will not be there at the end of the day. He's not that. Come on. He's a faithful God. You serve a faithful God. No cup of cold water you give will go unrewarded. He said even the cup of cold water will be rewarded. He's a faithful God. As you go about your jobs, as you do what you do, live for the glory of God. Sacrifice your life. He sees you. Every little thing you do, he sees it. The thank you that the person will give to you, or the God bless you, the thank you, and it's not enough. It's the glory that God has for you at the end that is really to be your motivation. Amen? Don't be afraid. You might not see it to spend here, but I'm telling you, it's on the other side waiting for you. I believe with all my heart. I believe God. Come on, do you believe God? You believe God? Will you live for God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. This is not one of those messages we are excited about. I will just jump again and leave church. Can you bow your heads and begin to say, Lord, I want to live my life for you. Come on, this is the message you pray. Break selfishness from my heart. Father, will you break selfishness from my heart today? I have Zoe, I have the life of God in me, and I choose to be a blessing to the people around me. In my place of work, come on, you're working somewhere. Give your best. Serve your best for the glory of God. You give a tithe, an offering. You come to church. You serve in church. We go for outreaches. We're going for outreach on Tuesday. We're going to preach again on Friday. We're going to preach on Saturday. And your zonal leader calls you. And then you have to come. Come with me. Let's go do follow up. And you are tired. You're coming from work. There's eternal weight of glory waiting for you. Let this be your drive, your motive, your strength to go. Lord, today, I know now. No, I didn't know this before, but now I know that my light afflictions, which is for a moment, worketh for me a far more exceeding weight of glory. Thank you, Jesus. So from now on, it's not about pain. Eternal weight of glory on my mind. Eternal weight of glory on my mind. It's on my mind. It's constantly there. Do your job diligently. Be a blessing to your neighbor. Lift the soul up. There's a reward for you in heaven. There's a reward for you in heaven. Believer, let us arise. Let us speak of our reward in heaven. There really is one. There really is a reward in heaven. Brothers and sisters, there really is a reward in heaven. Lord, I know there's a reward in heaven. Come on. Say, Lord, I know now. I will live my life in such a way I'll walk in that reward. 2023 is the year. I'll pour out my life for God now. The rest of this year, the rest of my life, I live for the eternal weight of glory. I lose things here. They are not lost. They're just translated. Come on. They are not lost. They are just translated. Come on. I said they are not lost. They are just translated. Talk to God this morning. Lord, that time is not wasted. That money is not lost. It's not wasted. No, it's not lost. The singing, the drumming, the coming to church, the giving, the going for outreach, the suffering, the sun, the rain. Oh, hallelujah. Come. Obi, come.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, it's a perfect place to share. And you should know. You should know. And we came for, it was last year. No, last 2 years now. 2 years ago, we came for outreach. Him and his zona leader and his priest, they came for outreach. But it was going to rain. So they just, all right, we have to go. There's no point. We can't do outreach. So we have to run away. And they went to try. So it was going to rain. They already saw the weather. But let's try. Maybe we could come and then the weather just dispels and the sun comes out again. It happens several times like that. Let's not cancel outreach. But instead of saying, rain 1 to 4, we're not going for outreach. So much. Let's come. So they came, but this time it was going to rain. So it was going to rain and then go to your house, go to your house. They were going, he was going back to his house. And that's when that incident happened. You know, I still have the pictures they sent to me from the hospital. I still have them. I was just going through my phone from that. I saw them. I'm like, boy, I can imagine the pain. I mean, a roof. You know that wind that happened some 2 years ago that time? Fell on him. Coming from outreach. Coming from church. Leaving this place. It fell. It was pain for months. 10 months in the hospital. Scars. The hand was another one for long. We dealt with the hand. Broke the hand. Tears everywhere. And they're all gone. You know? Those marks are not physical now. They're gone spiritual. I mean, it was in the hospital for months. We were praying, we were visiting, we were trusting God, and God, Zoe, the life of God, and you walked it out. And you still go for outreach. You're still going for outreach now. It's powerful. That example is a perfect example. It was for his namesake. You didn't go to visit your brother. It was church. For his namesake, he went out. You could be in your house just lunching and say, hey, rain 1 4, and say that. But for his namesake, we tried to go out. If we could talk to somebody for Jesus. Whether you're here or not, now, there's a glory that you encountered in that event. They can't be taken away from you. I can't pass on that route for you to follow me now. I can't do that myself. We don't choose it. But it happens to us. I just want you to know that we can live our lives in such a way for the glory of God. And what happens to us for his namesake? You know, he said if we lose our lives, he said we'll find it. And say, he that findeth his life will lose it. You know that in your Bible? He that findeth his life will lose it. So imagine, what does it mean by find your life? So if you keep your life, arrange everything you want to know, you have that take all your everything together. He said, if you find your life, he said you will lose it. He that loses his life will not keep it. You'll find it. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to know, I'm leaving you. I know I've crossed the time. This is not my time. We are going to eternity. Don't worry about me. I want you to know that the things that we do for the glory of God, everything we do, there's that reward in heaven. I need us believers to become conscious of it again. I said conscious of it again. I may not give you a car in this life, but become conscious of heaven again. That's where we are going to at the end of this whole thing. Let's not forget that. Let's not make it everything about here. There's an eternal weight of glory. Paul didn't drive the latest horse. Paul didn't drive the latest whatever. Paul didn't live forever. Come on. We can say it's forever in our hearts, but it didn't live forever. All the chicken you are eating, Paul didn't eat it. But there's a glory that is far more exceeding stuff. Are you here? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, as a people, today we declare our consciousness of heaven. We will live for you. We'll spend our lives for your glory. Though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. And our light afflictions and the things we suffer in this life, when we let go of our lives for your glory, they are but for a moment. We know that they work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. We are conscious of that now. We thank you, Lord, for grace to live for you. Grace to spend our lives for you. Grace to be a blessing to others. Thank you, Lord, for breaking selfishness from our hearts. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for bringing this truth to our to light for us. We live for you now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on.